Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin. Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%. I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000 of you. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines that focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hard fact of the day, I started my morning by dragging my former landlord and former caretaker to Igbese on Wazobia FM. If you were listening to Ratata on Wazobia FM, you heard me and my former caretaker and my former landlord on air. Trying to get them to refund my caution deposit. I'm sure when they rented that house to me, they didn't realize I was one of those Nigerians that, number one, know their rights, number two, understands what a contract is, number three, will demand that you uphold your end of the contract. People like my former landlord, Mr. Romanus Ugochukwuoji, and his caretaker, Shola Akinfenwa. If you know both of them, please tell both of them to give him back my 100K. They can afford it. They should give it back to me. Huh? Romax Properties has buildings all over Lagos and Abuja as well. He's making millions and millions of naira every day. He's barely maintaining the properties that he owns. They are very run down. The maintenance fees you're paying for those properties are not being channeled back into those properties. That's why I had to move out. But that's a story for a different day, you know. But then you have a tenant who moves in, who keeps your property in pristine condition when she leaves it. And then she pays you a caution deposit. I'm going to pay her back. No, you don't want to pay her back. So since last November, you remember now, I've been gisting you here on the show about this situation. And since last November, I've been trying to get them to give me back my caution deposit. Give it back. You're actually breaking the law by refusing to give it back if I've left your property in great condition, which I have. So they refused to do that, and it's been dragging on and on. So I've been civil long enough, and I told them I've been civil long enough. And so this morning I dragged them to Ratata's Igbese. If someone is owing you money, drag them there and let them come and answer for themselves on air. My former landlord got on air there and started calling us stupid. Instead of saying that we're threatening him, who do we think we are, even if we're CNN, how dare us? It was, you know, all very, very funny. But it is a situation I'm going to see to the end. That money must come out. It's 100,000. Since November, I've gotten that money more than a few times. So it's not really about the money. It's about the principle of it. You know, you sign a contract, you uphold it. If I destroyed the property before I left the house, I would understand if you're telling me, hey, madam, you didn't leave my property the same way you met it. But I left the property in great condition. I fixed some things when I moved in that they refused to fix. Because again, remember what I said in the beginning, slumlord that doesn't take care of his property. By the way, if you're moving to Lagos and the house is by Romax Properties or managed by Romax Properties, I would advise you to not rent that property, because you're just going to have a lot of headache and they're not very responsive about taking care of the issues. So that's our first hard fact. Second hard fact of the day, we had 126 new COVID confirmations yesterday. That's an increase from last week. The second week, the second wave is on its last legs, it looks like, but it still has a kick, so don't let it kick you. Limit your movement, wear a mask whenever you are out and about, or when you're around people, you have to give gap. You know what I always say, keep your distance and wash and sanitize your hands as often as possible. Third hard fact of the day, 156,228 people have been vaccinated here in Lagos. They've received their first dose of the COVID vaccine. And the Lagos Vaccine League table has Etiosa ahead still with 15,881 people vaccinated. Lagos mainland has overtaken Ikeja. They're now second with 14,679 vaccinated. And Ikeja is at 14,457. What local government area are you in? Have you gotten your own vaccine? When you call, tell me. Let me know. And then fourth hard fact of the day. Resident doctors have gone on strike officially. NARD, their union, they had promised to start an indefinite strike today if the federal government did not address their demands, which included insurance payments for the families of doctors who died of COVID and payment of old salaries as well. Sheriff Quadri talked to a stakeholder from NARD on the Morning Crossfire today. If you missed it, you can listen to the podcast available on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. All our shows are available as podcasts. Actually, so go online and listen, www.nigeriainfo.fm. We're still working here on hard facts, no strikes for us. So let's start with the big three, yeah? Let's talk about Lagos State Government wanting to put body cams on police officers. Then let's talk about the US government's human rights report on Nigeria. And then let's talk about the Love World getting fined in the UK for spreading conspiracy theories about COVID-19. Those are the big three. Remember, you can talk to us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. We're streaming live, I hope, on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube as well, Nigeria Info FM. And you can also share your comments with us via WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. It's Thursday, so we'll bring you League of Extraordinary Nigerians. And after that, Eyewitness from 4:30. On today's big hard fact, we will talk about the price of petrol. NNPC says that they cannot keep absorbing losses to keep the pump price down. So we're going to talk about all the factors at work here. I'll have an analyst from Naira Metrics joining me on the show. His name is William Uwe. Of course, news updates will come your way at the top of every hour, but let's get started with the big three. I can't wait.
This is the big three. On the hard facts. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
To have police in Lagos wear body cams work? Do you think that plan will work? Has the US government assessed Nigeria's human rights situation fairly? And was Ofcom right to fine Chris Oyakhilome's Love World? Those are the big three, Lagos. Let's get into these stories. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Governor Sanwo-Olu wants all police officers in Lagos to wear body cams. That's our first story. We got a picture from an event at the State House in Alausa. I'm hoping that we are streaming live, because if we are, I'm showing you a picture of the governor wearing one of those body cameras. And he said that going forward, every police officer in the state will have to wear them while on duty. First, they're going to get training for it from the Law Enforcement Training Institute, LETI. And after the training is done, we can expect to see the officers wearing body cams. So the idea is, if officers wear these cameras, we can document all their interactions. That way, if someone complains of abuse, the government can check the recording. So it's no longer a he said, she said situation. In America, we're seeing more and more police departments start using body cams, especially with the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement. So it's a pretty impressive thing that Lagos wants to do it. But there are some concerns about whether the same system can work here in Lagos. Because the first big issue that is being raised is legality. Remember that the police is federal, not state. So technically, the state government cannot order the police to wear body cams if they refuse to. So it's going to be interesting to see whether the police command has agreed to this, and if yes, whether they will change their minds after a while. The second issue is also a legal issue: admissibility. can this body cam evidence be used in orderly room trials? Remember that that's the special trial for police officers. Can it be presented to the Police Service Commission during disciplinary hearings? Can it be used by the Department of Public Prosecutions at state level? Then there are procedural issues as well. What's the process behind handling these recordings? Will the Lagos State Government be the only one with access to the recordings? If a citizen makes a complaint against an officer, will the state government make that recording public? Or will they check it privately first? It's an important question because it brings up issues around transparency and whether the system can be trusted, or whether evidence can be covered up. And here's another question. Why only the police? I'm sure a lot of Lagosians would want LASMA and task force officials to wear body cams too, right? I mean, I've been getting lots of complaints from you about the task forces controlling traffic. You know that there's a new law where if you drive against traffic, they can impound and auction your car. And a lot of you are saying that the guys directing traffic are setting traps for drivers just so that their cars can be seized. So I wonder whether you would want those people to also wear body cams. And maybe the state government can enforce that better since those ones are state agencies, not federal. I don't know. What do you think? 0700-993-993-993. For women, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Like I said, WhatsApp is available. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. What do you think about this move to make police in Lagos wear body cams? Do you think it's legal? Do you think it can be enforced? If you're a lawyer listening to the show, give me a call and share your thoughts with me. And if you think it can enforce, do you think it can help? Do you think it would help? And who else would you want wearing body cams? Ian is in Surulere. Hello, Ian. Thank you for calling us.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, Ian.
Yes, this program the Lagos State is bringing up.
Mm.
I share the sentiment you share.
Okay.
But I believe they should first use with the state agencies. And let's see how it works, rather than the police, which they will not have control over.
Okay.
That will be better. Let's see how the governor will enforce that one. After all, what we are doing at Apapa has not had any headway till now.
Okay.
So I'm not seeing it going into just another way to spend money. Let's see what they do first. Let me start with LASMA, who stays trapped for drivers.
Okay.
Get around Lagos roads. They have removed, or the council guys have removed, all those headphones that will make you know when one-way street that you will not drive against the traffic.
Mm.
Only for you to go in there and arrest you and then take money from you. So let him start with the state agencies.
Start with state agencies, Ian says. Mojid Inaja, welcome.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, Mojid. What do you think about this body cams?
No, Sandra is a question. I just want to talk about that Roman Usoji, that's your former landlord.
Okay, but he's not a
man. I've worked with him before. He's a very terrible man.
But he's not a topic, Sha.
It's not a topic, no. But I have to talk about him because I've worked with him before and he's a very terrible person to work with. You have to go and collect your money from me. That's why I purposely called. Make sure you collect your money from him. He's a very terrible man. Among all the people building in this Lekki, he's the worst real estate man ever. That one will work with. Even some of his workers, he do hold them money up to date. Some of his workers, he do hold them money. He hardly pays money. Even if he buy materials for some people, he hardly pay them. So that's what I want to talk with. It's good you bring up the topic, so I will talk on the topic. Thank you.
Mojit, thank you for calling. He's not a topic, though. He's not a topic. Peter and Ikorodu, welcome.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
To the best of my knowledge, this is not the problem of Lagos.
Okay.
The problem of Lagos is number one, the NURGW, the Agbero, who is a parallel government in Lagos, who are untouchable. The second problem is area boys. The third problem is LASMA. Their primary duty is to make traffic free, but they would rather constitute nuisance on the road for them to extort money. This is what we are facing. That is the only problem. And the roads too. All the roads are bad. The environmental, the waste disposal. Those are the things. There is no water in Lagos. I don't know. Maybe this issue of body something. Maybe because of their personal security, because they are now afraid to even walk about. They are thinking about themselves, and I don't think with the situation in the country, with the area police and all of that manners in the country, I don't think they are protected.
But
Sandra.
All right, Peter. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Frank.
Frank. Good to have you on the show. Welcome. Go ahead.
For me, the instrument they will use, I think it's not work for Lagos. They should use it for the LASMA first. Hello.
Okay, use it for LASMA first.
Yes.
Okay.
So that I'll know how it's working.
Okay.
So they can put it for police agencies.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name?
It's Richa.
Richa, welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. What are you saying? Sorry, I came online fully.
Okay. Well, it's long, so before you get it, let's talk to somebody else. Maybe keep listening, and then you can listen to what the other people are saying. But yeah, basically, Lagos wants to wear body cams for police officers. Sanwo-Olu wants all police officers in Lagos to wear body cams. It's our first story. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Obaro.
Obaro, welcome.
Yeah. You see, this body cam, if the police are going to use it, the one that will put it on, they will be on uniform.
Okay.
They will not perform any illegal duty.
Okay.
But you will surprise because they go with multi-policemen. Those multi-policemen, you will not even know. So they are the one who's going to do the work, illegal work, that they will make arrests. So those one with body cam, police know how to do it. I bet you they know what to do. If you like, let them have all the body cam. You will be surprised that the atrocity they will cause with the uniform one, it will be more than what they are even doing before. Because people will believe, okay, with this, they have body cam. They will maneuver everything.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. Wow. Where's the faith? Where's the faith? Where's the faith? If you just tuned in like Rita, there was an event at the State House in Alausa where the governor was wearing one of those body cameras. And he said that going forward, every police officer in the state will have to wear them while on duty. So first of all, they're going to get training for it from the Law Enforcement Training Institute. After that training is done, we can expect to see the officers wearing the body cams. The idea is that when they're wearing the camera, we can document all their interactions. That way, if somebody complains of abuse, the government can check the recording. So it's no longer a na she talk, na him talk, na waiting I talk, no be waiting I talk. You know, it's something that's happening in places like America, for instance. You have more and more police departments using these body cams. So the question is, you know, what you think about this move by Lagos? Do you think it's legal? Because number one, I mentioned that the police are federal, not state. Number two, I mentioned admissibility. Number three, procedural issues as well. What's the process behind handling the recordings? And then I also mentioned, I also asked why it's only the police. Would you as a Lagosian also want to see these cameras being worn by LASMA and task force officials? Do you think this is even enforceable? Do you think this would help? Because crime is high in Lagos. Police irresponsibility is high in Lagos. Lagos suffered some of the worst damage during the NSARS protests because it was the epicenter of the NSARS protests in a way. So it does tell you that we have a policing problem here. So, I mean, do you think that this could help, you know, make police relations better? 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. That's for female callers. 99.3. Hello. Thank you for calling.
I call back.
All right, Rita. Welcome back.
Thank you. See, it's a laughing matter, you know. Sorry for that.
No, it's okay. You can laugh.
It's a laughing matter. This they want to do or they're having in mind to do. They just want to use it to protect themselves, not the masses. I'm telling you the fact.
How will it protect them?
Yeah, they know what they are doing. These people, Nigeria, police, Nigeria, you can't trust them. I am telling you the fact. Okay, if I may ask, I'm not asking you a question, okay?
Okay.
If I may ask, listen, if they are saying, okay, I'm not the one that do that, I'm not the one that say this, I'm not this, will they play to people to see? No, it's just within themselves. The money they are collecting, the bribing, the corruption that they are doing, are we seeing it? It's just within themselves. You see, now God will judge these people, no? Okay, let them just do what they want to do and let us see. It will work for their own favor, not for masses.
Okay.
Not for masses. It's just for their favor. That is what they want to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard, for calling. Wow, that there's not a lot of faith there. Let me come to WhatsApp. This body cam, does it run 24 hours? How does it transmit to the control house? They should even make it mandatory for police to wear for transparency. Ifeanyi, thank you very much for those questions. We've got more messages here. I urge the police leadership to key in for transparency. The governor has first launched this project with all of Lagos State security agencies. That's a message from ND Anozie. ND, thank you very much. All right, so yeah, ND is saying that this project has been launched already with other security agencies. Is that correct? Did I understand what you meant to say, or am I misrepresenting you? Please clarify you so I don't misrepresent you. Let's take a break, Lagos. We'll be right back.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 3:30 and this is Hard Facts on the nation's number one talk radio station. Now, we start the day every day with three of the biggest stories of the day. So we look at all the stories that are trending and the three that people are talking about the most. We bring it here for you as the big three. And one of the biggest stories of the day is the U.S. government releasing its 2020 human rights report on Nigeria. That's our second story. Now, one particular part of that report has been in the news a lot. So we're going to start there and then we'll talk about the other parts of the report. The report talked about the Lekki Tollgate shootings. And some publications are claiming that the report says the US government doubts the shooting happened. So let me read for you word for word what the report says. Then you can judge for yourself. Quote, on October 20, members of the security forces enforced curfew by firing shots into the air to disperse protesters who had gathered at the Lekki Tollgate in Lagos to protest abusive practices by the Nigerian Police Force's Special Anti-Robbery Squad, SARS. Accurate information on fatalities resulting from the shooting was not available at a year's end. Amnesty International reported 10 persons died during the event, but the government disputed Amnesty's report and no other organization was able to verify the claim. The government reported 2 deaths connected to the event. One body from the toll gate showed signs of blunt force trauma. A second body from another location in Lagos State had bullet wounds. The government acknowledged that soldiers armed with live ammunition were present at the Lekki toll gate. At year's end, the Lagos State Judicial Panel of Inquiry and Restitution continued to hear testimony and investigate the shooting at Lekki toll gate. End quote. That's what the report said. So let's break it down, shall we? Accurate information on fatalities resulting from the shooting was not available at year's end. So the US government is saying that they don't have an accurate report on how many people died. So they're not saying that they don't think anybody died or that they think many people died. They're saying that they don't know. The second part of that quote, Amnesty International reported 10 persons died during the event, but the government disputed Amnesty's report and no other organization was able to verify the claim. So again, the US is not giving its own opinion here. It is saying Amnesty said one thing, but the Nigerian government disagreed with them. Nobody else has been able to confirm. Now, the report talked about other issues as well. Let's run through some of them. The report says the Nigerian government at times failed to keep control over the security agencies. The report also accused both government and insurgents of arbitrary killings and torture of civilians in the Northeast. The report accused the government of unlawful detention of citizens. It accused the government of interfering with the judiciary and suppressing freedom of the press and freedom of expression. So these are just some of the very strong accusations in this report. And I think that we're going to need to dedicate a big hard fact next week into x-raying the report and assessing everything that this report says. But for now, let's talk about these few issues. 01465-7190. That's our number for women. 01465-7190. And then our number for men, 0700-993-993-993. If you have read the US government report, what do you think? If you haven't read it, what do you think about the particular points from the report that I just mentioned? And yes, you can still talk to me about the body cams that the Lagos State government is planning. What do you think about that move? We've got Sheyi in Lekki on the line. Hello, Sheyi. Welcome.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, good, good. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. First to speak on the body cam,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of Lagosians would condemn it, but I mean, I'm not going to say it solves all the issues, right? But I think it's a step in the right direction because there's a bit of accountability. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there are issues that come with that because I'm thinking, do we have the right infrastructure to support it? And I think the government probably needs to provide a bit more information, right, for us to understand how it would work, essentially. So who's going to wear them? Who's going to be in charge of them? You know, who's to say they can't turn it off, perpetrate some evil, then turn it back on? Mm-hmm. You know, I think, you know, a lot of clarity is still required, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the first issue. Then the second one, I think you're talking about the NSAS protest, right?
Yeah.
So I also read the news, the U.S. saying there's no clarity on how many lives were lost, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't think that does service to those who, you know, might have lost family members or friends and colleagues. I also think there's a lot of work to be done in that department, right? Because, I stay in Lekki, like I said, and I did hear sporadic shooting. And, of course, one or two people at least must have died, right? Because it was, it lasted for quite a while. And I saw the videos, right? Even though there's a bit of dispute as to how authentic they are. I still had somebody say he hasn't. I mean, there's still people looking for people, is what I mean. So yeah. I can't, you know, exactly put a lot of credibility into that report, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's only just going to make people mad, right? And I think there's still a lot more to go. So as regards the body cams, maybe a bit more clarity, right, on how it would work. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad idea. And I don't think that they need to protect themselves, right? I think they have our interests at heart, but we still need clarity on how it would work and the fact that we still won't be cheated, you know, regardless of, you know, the body cams and, you know, and all these measures being put in place to ensure more accountability in Lagos State.
Sheyi, thank you very much for your message. Abednego in Ogun State, how are you?
Fine, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It was nice to have you come to the court radio this morning. I spoke to you this morning.
Oh, hi, Abednego. Yes, you did.
Yes. I think I forgot to say something, which was the fact that during that conversation, Baba sounded like, whether radio or no radio, you are not going to get your money. You know, like very confident. Mm-hmm. And he also contradicted himself when he said that you are calling with a different number. That's to say, I didn't see your own, but I'm not PCAM. You know.
Let's focus on the big three.
Mm-hmm. So as regards the whole U.S. stuff, saying they don't know how many lives were lost and everything, I would like to know, why then is DJ Switch trending in all of this drama? Because are we now trying to say that the videos, the live videos from that day were not real, or were they pre-recorded or what? I mean, because if the report is just coming out now, I think we need to look into this properly. I don't quite agree with what they are saying. I mean, the governor of Lagos State said two bodies. DJ Switch reminds us of how she they carried like 15 bodies to the feet of the soldiers or something.
Mm-hmm.
So we need real figures to start with. I mean, because this thing has been overplayed on, including the fact that Uncle Flash brought a camera and we did not see Flash inside. You know, all those things too. We really need to sit down and investigate this properly. It's not just because it's a foreign body, then everybody jumps on it and says, hey, it was done properly.
But again, even the foreign body is not really saying anything one way or the other.
No.
It's not even about mistake or not mistake. They're simply saying, they're basically doing what I do on air, which is report what they saw. Okay. So they're reporting that shootings happened, army was there, Amnesty said 10 people died. Government said it's a lie. 10 people did not die. No other organization has confirmed the actual number of people that died. That's what the U.S. has reported in their report.
No, but then if we say the government said nobody died, how then did Sanwo-Olu say two people died?
Yeah, they eventually said, government then said two people died. One of them at the toll gate, but it wasn't from bullet. And a second person at a different location, but that one was from bullets, not at toll gate.
So part of this investigation, was it done through the documentary that was aired on CNN, or where exactly now?
No. They didn't mention the CNN documentary at all.
Maybe we need to take a look at that as well.
At the CNN documentary?
Yes, we need to.
Okay.
Honestly. And also, the journalists that supported at first and then denied that said they were not there. We need to talk.
Abednego, thank you very much for calling. Because that's what you need to be clear on. The U.S. government is not saying that nobody died. They're saying that they cannot confirm the number of people who died. John and Ibejuleki, welcome. Hello, John. You're live on the show.
Hey, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, you see, concerning last man, they saw Olu with their video of him.
Not last man, police.
Is it police?
It's police, yes. He wants police to wear it.
Whichever. You see, why did they make all these agencies a revenue-generating body? Why? Before talking about whether they are going to wear body cam, they know what they are doing, Sandra. I will never agree with these people. If they didn't make the revenue generating agency, then okay, you can be corrected. Let's assume that you miss your way. Somebody will collect you, but they know they are being given target. You must remit a certain amount of money to the coffer of the government force so that they will use it to run this. You understand?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So that is so. If they say that they are genuine and transparent, let them remove that agency from collecting any money, whether fine or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra, let me tell you something. What there was, I think I was coming from my 12.
Mm.
My car broke down on top of Tommy Lange and Bree as I was about descending to Valendi.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to check what happened before I know it last month. The mechanics are there, but I'm trying to be calling on them. They didn't want to listen to me. They told the vehicle to Sora. I went and paid illegal 10,000 naira. Later, I found out that it was my fuel pump that back up. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So what they should have done is, if they said that I am obstructing the traffic, is it not for them to use their tow van and tow me out of the place and then allow me to fix the listen? But they said that I am causing traffic, this and that, and they collected that money. And after that, I had to buy a square pump and every other thing. Before I could finish that thing, I spent about 20,000 naira.
Wow.
So leave this in. They are there to collect money. So concerning America, it's just because it is not their own person that is involved. That is why they were keeping mute since. But they should not speak by now. No? Something that happened since October, they are now coming to tell us that they did not verify this, they did not verify that. If it is their own person, then we went into the matter immediately.
All right, John.
Bye-bye, Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling. I've got a message from Andy. Oh, Andy sent me a picture, all right? And in that picture, I'm seeing LASMA, Kai Brigade, Neighborhood Watch, traffic inspectors, and all of them are wearing body cams. So it looks like, you know, this project was launched for all Lagos State security agencies. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Andy. And then he also says, on the U.S. report, they are just stating their position with a timeline. They may have new information from January till now. Amnesty International is a more reliable body in terms of human rights abuse than the U.S. The U.S. may have diplomatic constraints to contend with on their position. Andy, thank you very much for your message. Hi, Sandra. Everyone is saying the basic truth. I don't know whether what the government posted was just to see how it works, because the transmission was reflecting on an Android phone that he displayed. Body cams don't transmit long distance. That is, I think it's more to the memory card or so. Now, on police and LASMA using it, they will be switching it off and on at different occasions. They can report the battery was low, phone has crashed, or even damage it and claim it occurred when they were arresting you and you were battling, or they will claim you were very violent. Scopes and lies. Now, thieves are be catched thieves. All right, Track from my papa. Track sounds like an expert there. Thank you very much for your message. The body cam is a welcome idea. If you've been harassed by the police in the past and unlawfully detained, then you'll appreciate this development. What we have right now is just our word against the police officers. But with this, we have a third option, as some arrests will not be validated without video evidence henceforth. Mr. Governor, my governor, our governor is on track with this innovative idea. How it will work is not the issue now. Let's support and push the policy, as it will be the first feasible benefit of the NSAR's agitations. For me, it's a good step in the right direction. All right, Abimbola from Abulegba, thank you very much for your message. We've got more people who are sending us messages. Sandra, when you people raise a topic, please get it exhausted or continue with the same topic with a specific time and date for another day to be able to arrive at a conclusion. Hey, sorry, yeah? That topic was for the sunny side, not for hard facts. But I feel you, I feel you. I really feel you. Now, let's move to our third story on today's Big Three. Our third story takes us to the UK. Ofcom, the broadcast regulator there, is fining Love World for broadcasting harmful falsehoods about COVID-19 and vaccinations. Now, as you know, Love World is owned by Christ Embassy. They have a TV channel in the UK. Now, let me read you the beginning of their official statement. That's the statement from Ofcom. Quote, Ofcom has imposed a financial penalty of £125,000 on Love World Limited after a program broadcast on its religious service, Love World Television Network, featured inaccurate and potentially harmful claims about the coronavirus without providing adequate protection for viewers. This was the second time in a year that the broadcaster breached our rules on accuracy in news and harm in its coverage of the coronavirus, end quote. And Ofcom tells us exactly why they fined Love World. They say Love World made claims on air that the pandemic was planned by the so-called deep state. and that the vaccines were a plot to insert nanochips inside people to control them. Ofcom says that the problem is that Love World did not broadcast any proof of these statements and also did not air any challenges to these statements. Now, I have to tell you that this is the third time Ofcom has found Love World in violation. The first time was last year, and the second time was in January. And they say that both times, Love World promised to be more careful about fact-checking in the future. And that's why this time, this third time, they decided to fine them. Now, I really want to know what you think about this. As a broadcaster myself, especially one in the news and current affairs business, I know that I have a duty to fact check what I report. That's why even when you call me and you tell me something, I always ask you, where is your proof? What evidence do you have? Some of you keep telling me, oh, Sandra, don't do that. I'm intimidating callers. But no, that's the standard, as you can see. But let's bring it home to Nigeria. You've seen what has happened to Love World in the UK. Here in Nigeria, we have had lots of respected, prominent personalities broadcasting unproven statements about the pandemic and about vaccines. We've heard from imams, from pastors, from TV and radio presenters, governors even. And I really want to know how you think that it should be handled here in Nigeria. What do you think about what Ofcom has done with Love World? How should things like that be handled here in Nigeria? It'll be interesting to see what callers think, because on Twitter, they have a very, very, very different view. 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts with me via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. The number for our female callers is 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Osaro is in Surulere. Hello, Osaro.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. Good afternoon.
Sandra, why is it that you don't need to pick somebody call? I've been calling since like last year.
I don't even know that you are calling, sir.
Because I'm surprised that maybe you have a personal issue with me.
Do I even know that you're calling?
Okay. Concerning the body count, see, Lagos State should just... They should take away the agbero on the road first now. I mean, who shall be... Don't you think that body cam is just another way to siphon funds, to embezzle money?
How will they embezzle money with body cam?
Hold on. They will tell you that they bought the body cam program cost them billions. At the end of the day, the body cam program is going to die with no... Okay, let me tell you what... For instance, somebody brutalized, maybe violate my privacy as a citizen, a policeman. Do you think he will not off his body cam? Do you think he will take that body cam to the office? Do you think he wants himself to be jailed? Because the way the thing works in America, you have to report back to the office, plug it in, and then upload all the activity of that day on your duty to the server. If you do not upload it, that means there's no evidence. So, we know about all these things work. All these things are just formalities. Then, concerning the CNN, they should go and sit down. They should go and sit down one place. They are just coming out now after how many months that we are still mourning, we are still looking for the missing ones, the ones they shot. Will they tell me that they don't know? Everything are just conspiracy.
They didn't say that nobody died, though. They are just saying they don't know the number of people that died.
Oh, they don't know the number. They should come down and do their ground investigation now. They should come and ask people now. Actually, BBC did their own. They interviewed some people that was present in that particular incident. Then concerning the issue of Oyakhilome, the Love World stuff.
Yes.
You know, we've been hearing those kind of sanctions cannot work here because we don't even have laws here now. We don't have. Yeah, I was driving just now. Somebody was passing one way in front of last man. Tell me now, in front of last man, if I pass the same one way, they will arrest me. So laws are made for some certain people. Even Danfo have more level more than me. But Danfo doesn't even go to primary school. He's number one citizen. So,
Saru, thank you very much for calling. Mrs. Oluwashola is in Bariga. Hello, ma'am. Welcome.
Hello. Oh, hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Yeah, my contribution is on the report from America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the reason is, I don't know why they come up with that one, because they acknowledge that the planet is still working on the what happened on Earth-size on October.
Mm.
Why are they coming up? Because they started by saying that the security agent was the one that placed the curfew on that day.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't security agent, it was the governor.
Yeah.
And I think something behind it. They should wait on the final finish their investigation.
Okay.
Before they come up, they are what I'm trying to see is that trying to make sure they change the story. It's not acceptable.
Okay.
By me and by majority of Nigeria that know what happened on that day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Oluwaseola. God be with you as well. Thank you very much for calling. If you just joined the show, we've brought you three stories. The first one, Governor Sanwo-Olu wants all police officers in Lagos, all security agents really, to wear body cameras. Body cameras document all interactions between the agents and the people. Our second story on today's Big Three was a report, a human rights report on Nigeria for 2020. Released by the US government. One of the things they talked about was the Lekki tollgate shootings. And in that report, they said that they don't have an accurate report on how many people died. So they didn't say that nobody died. They didn't say that many people died. They said they don't know how many died. They also talked about Amnesty International's report, but they are saying that Amnesty said one thing. Nigerian government disagreed with what Amnesty said. No third party has been able to confirm. That's what they said in that report. Now, they also talked about government failing to keep control over security agencies in their report. They talked about government and insurgents' arbitrary killings of civilians and torture of civilians in the Northeast. They talked about unlawful detention of citizens by the government. They talked about the government interfering with the judiciary, suppressing freedom of the press, freedom of expression. And then they also, what else did they talk about in that report? Well, those are the few things. They talked about a number of other things, but those are the few that we addressed on the show today, right? From the US. Then for our final story, I told you that Ofcom, the regulator in the UK, has fined Loveworld for broadcasting harmful falsehoods about COVID-19 and vaccinations. They fined them £125,000. Now, Lagos, three stories. What do you think about them? Will the plan to have police in Lagos, security agents in Lagos, wear body cams work? Has the US government assessed Nigeria's human rights situation fairly? And was Ofcom right to fine Oyakhilome?
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.